This is year 34 in our series on Avodah Sabbatachim. Throughout the savings module, we have developed a definitive halachic threshold. Unless an individual stands on the unique supernatural frequency of Rishim Bar Yochai, which realistically applies to almost nobody in contemporary society, they are fully bound by the laws of nature. Every ordinary person is halachically mandated to perform a shtadlus effort to satisfy their material needs. Included with this standard obligation of a shtadlus is the specific structured practice of preparing responsibly for the future. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses a person with extra financial resources beyond their immediate daily expenses and tzedakah obligations, they are completely permitted and indeed expected to allocate those funds into savings, chisachon, as long as the internal psychology of the person remains calm, serene, and entirely free from toxic financial panic. Setting away wealth contains absolutely zero deficiency in their basic midas habitachon. To anchor this structural obligation of long-term financial foresight, we look to a foundational passage in the Gemara Nida, Daf 65a. The Gemara uncovers a deep psychological and biological reality. Kevan shenitku shinav shel adam nismadu mizaynoisav. Once a person's teeth fall out, his sustenance is automatically limited. Chazal are revealing that as a human being enters old age, their natural strength diminishes, which dynamically causes their capacity to generate easy livelihood to contract. The Gemara binds this law directly to the explicit text in Amos 4:6. V'gam ani nesati lachem nekiyon shinayim v'chol orcheichem v'choyse lachem v'chol mikamiseichem. The verse demonstrates that cleanness of the teeth, the biological reality of aging and tooth loss, is structurally intertwined by the natural order with the corresponding natural quote-unquote lack of bread, the inability to vigorously work for a livelihood. The Marsha steps forward to extract the practical hashkafic parameters of this passage. Leveraging a parallel Gemara Nida 70b, which we brought in a previous year, when the people of Alexandria asked how a person can actually become wealthy, Chazal responded that they must expand their commercial activities, Yarva Bischoira. The Marsha uncovers an ironclad rule, Benayrusa Yochel Laharviach. During the years of a person's youth, he possesses a natural strength to earn extra money and to stash resources away. A young man is mandated to act with zeal, deploy commercial expansion, Marav Bischoira, and accumulate a surplus strictly because executing that level of intensive labor is fundamentally impossible once he becomes old. Therefore, the Gemara Nida is delivering an explicit proactive directive. A human being is duty-bound to maintain the long-term foresight to set away money for retirement, lestapik mimenu bizik nuusai, so that they would not plunge into volatile poverty in their old age. To reinforce this, Chazal issue a strict warning. A person is structurally forbidden from adopting an irresponsible, short-sighted attitude. You cannot blindly assume you can exhaust your entire wealth today and expect the public or your family to absorb your financial burden later. This matches the explicit warning in the Gemara Bava Metzia, Daf 75b, regarding financial vulnerability. Chazal declare that an individual who takes all of his physical assets and prematurely distributes them entirely to his children during his own lifetime is creating a severe hazard for himself. He becomes utterly dependent on others, trapped in a compromised state where his peace of mind is destroyed. The halacha mandate remains clear. You must preserve an independent savings reserve to satisfy your own long-term retirement. We find this exact application of long-term risk mitigation codified as definitive law by the leading halachic authority of the modern era, Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Shaila Sechuvos Igros Moshe, Aruch Chaim, Chelek Dalet, Simon 111. Rav Moshe was presented with a sharp, direct challenge. Is it considered a deficiency in a person's basic midas habitachon to purchase a commercial life commercial insurance policy? Does buying protection against future disasters signal that you lack trust in Hashem's real-time protection? Moshe rules with absolute certainty. Commercial insurance operates under the exact same structural laws as every other standard form of hishtalos that a person executes. He dictates that a person is not only fully permitted, they are fundamentally obligated to purchase insurance. Rav Moshe flatly banishes the spiritual illusion of pseudo-piety, asking who in our era can honestly claim that their personal bitachon has reached such an astronomical elite summit that they are generally exempt from the natural laws of effort. Just as a person is completely required to drudge out to work to generate standard parnasa, to the fetus household, they are standardly required to protect those assets through regular natural channels. Therefore, fire insurance, theft insurance, auto insurance, etc., are all forms of legitimate hishtadlus. All these risk mitigation policies are codified by the Agdus Moshe as a standard responsible track of derech eretz required of an ordinary human being. This realistic, grounded approach to contemporary existence is perfectly mirrored in the letters of the Stipler Goyen, preserved in the biography Tolus Yaakov. An individual wrote to the Stipler posing a similar hashkafic challenge to the one posed to Ramosha. Is a Jew permitted to join a commercial healthcare network, Kupas Cholim, a health insurance, a joint health control insurance thing, or does enrolling in medical protection constitute a failure of bitachon? The Stipler Goyen responded with a definitive baseline that perfectly aligns with the framework of Reish HaSlater. If an individual has genuinely attained the emes la'amitoi, absolute real-time reality of the Ramban's elite track, where their heart was so flawlessly attached to Hashem that there it was an experiential certainty, a vaday, that no actual harm could ever touch them, the rare frequency of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, then any physical act of medical preparation would indeed be an unauthorized blemish on their frequency. However, Stipler Goyen delivers an uncompromising modern punchline. I find it exceedingly difficult to believe that there exists a single individual in our entire generation who stands upon that astronomical level of bitachon. Because our generation functions entirely within the standard developing track of reality, we are halachically bound to govern our lives in a strict accordance with the Chavos Avavos. Chavos Avavos mandates that you must pay the regular tax of effort. Therefore, purchasing health insurance or stabilizing your medical security is characterized as a regular, proper form of mandatory hishtadlus. To conclude this entire module on human effort and long-term planning, we must look at the definitive the commentary of the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, inside Bir HaGra, or Arachayim Siman Aleph, Sif Katan 23. The Gra addresses the classic ruling codified in the Shulchan Aruch that it is highly meritorious for a person to recite Parshas Shemot every single day. He masterfully synthesizes all the legendary interlocking Chazals we have analyzed throughout this module, including the Gemara in Yuma 76a, regarding Rosh Hashanah Yochai's explanation of the daily incremental falling of the mon, and the Mechilta's definition of the Oichai Amon. The Vilna Gaon reveals a beautiful metaphysical reality. The daily recitation of Parshas Amon is fundamentally engineered to serve as a constant she'ifa, a holy, continuous aspiration. By uttering these verses every morning, and an ordinary person consciously trains their mind to align within the ultimate frequency of Rosh Hashanah Yochai and the original generation of the wilderness. It re-centers human consciousness, forcing us to remember that even though we are luckily bound to spend our day working the natural vessels of Rabbi Shmuel, the actual sources of our success is entirely independent of our toil. When a Jew makes it their consistent habit to build this mindset daily, they actively activate a massive heavenly blessing. Hashem rewards their daily mental realignment by sending an extraordinary zechus parnasa, a merit for easy livelihood, directly into the work of their hands. With this, we completely seal our explanation of chisachon, savings, and human effort. We recognize that we are not on a supernatural plane of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Therefore, we build our ordinary financial vessels, maintain savings accounts, and secure insurance policies with absolute peace of mind. Concurrently, we banish the secular illusion of nature. We perform our shabbos calmly without internal anxiety or skimping, knowing with absolute clarity that our effort is merely a mandatory halachic script, while the actual volume of our abundance flows solely from the real-time decree of the Master of the Universe. Have a wonderful evening.